WAVPD.
NHWRO. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tim?
Yeah, not too bad. I'll just get up a little early and then go back to bed. So, hey, we're going to have fun today. So I cannot complain. How about yourself?
Well, I haven't been to bed yet. So I got to do that real soon. But I just got to change one more thing in the settings on this new radio. I got me a Anytone 578 for here at home. It might go in and out of the car a couple times, but mostly I think I'll use it as a base.
But I'll tell you what, it's sounding good. Of course, there's an argument it's hard to sound bad, I guess, on DMR. Yeah, I'm going to call it the dashboard. I'm sure you're probably looking at your numbers already, though, right?
Well, it does help to get the... it does help to get the antenna outside.
Yeah, so really good numbers on the dashboard, and I don't know how crucial it is late in the night here, but your radio ID is just not showing up as a regular DMR ID. Of course, you've got everything around Detroit, time slot 151, and your RSSI is great. NHWRO Richmond standing by.
All right. Let's see if this takes care of the DM. I don't know why it switched on me.
All right, waiting for it to drop in here. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Stand by. Nope. It still dropped in. Detroit 151, radio ID 2, and no call sign. But once again, you get a 69 RSSI. Better than mine. You're in Detroit, though, so that makes sense for you.
I'm going to have to dive into this a little bit deeper. On the other Anytones, it has a master ID. This radio, for some reason, doesn't have a master ID. And I'm telling you to use the radio ID number 1, which I programmed as me, but it is not coming up with that. So I'll have to check that out, work on it.
Waited for that to drop in, and yeah, okay, same. But you know, if I go back, scroll back, it was only a few minutes ago it was right. So whatever you did after 3:14, because before 3:14, you're golden, you're in there, call sign and DMR, and then when you transmitted 3:14:16 and beyond, and including the last, something. I presume it's something you did. You never know, right? Took out your ID and call sign. So, but and then just also, too, don't worry about it too much because 99% certain we're not using. You never say certain, right? But I don't think we're using a DMR for, the regular thing. There might be some admins using it, but it doesn't appear to be part of this drill. But nevertheless, understand, you want to get it fixed. So, NHWRO, over to you.
Yeah, if you look at the time when my DMR ID was all right, and the RSSI is higher because it was my walkie-talkie, my HT.
All righty. Nah, I didn't notice that. You're right. Different radio. Okay. So there you go. Yeah, so you have to take a look at the new one. All right, sounds good, Brian. You should, I know it's going to be hard to do because you got something in front of you to do, but go get some sleep, man. Do this later. It's not getting part of the drill anyway. So, NHWRO after you, sir.
We'll call it quits. Even though I've been sleeping more, I still need more than a couple hours sleep, so... I just thought I'd try and get this thing worked out. I've got two radios programmed with the Alpha, Bravo, Echo frequencies, so I should be all right. All right, we'll talk to you in the morning. WABPD.
NAWRO. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a good one. Clear. Well, did you get it? Looks like from this end, that's the same radio. NAWRO.
I got it. I just filled out radio ID number 2 with my information. I don't know why it won't use 1, but it's using 2.
Well, we got others with that radio on the team, so I'm sure they can, they'll end up cracking the code, whatever it might be.
As long as it's showing up properly, that's all that matters to me. I don't need to understand why it's doing what it's doing. As long as I understand how to compensate, I'm good.
Valid point there, Brian. Valid point. All right. Have a good night. NAWRO clear. I'm going to shut down. After you.
73. I'm turning everything off and heading to bed. See you in the morning. WABPD.
Copy. WATO tomorrow.
KVHDR, you're talking.
Do you want to mute anybody?
WADOD monitoring.
W6MEP, mobile, monitoring statewide 1.
KDCW, mobile.
W6MEP, also mobile.
KC8MXG. Good morning, K8DCW. KC8MXG, listening. K8DCW, good afternoon, or good morning, Paul.
Sir, appears that my hotspot is working today.
Yeah, you're getting into the system, no problem. I'm actually on the road heading down I-75 south right now, and I think I'm on the Pinconning Tower.
Yesterday, I tried roaming with the hotspot in my car using a battery on it, a separate battery, and the problem is when it boots up to your phone, it's hard to tell. You don't have a screen. I mean, you got a screen on the hotspot, but you don't have a screen to know that it's really correctly booting up, and you push the button. And it didn't work out the way I thought, or else nobody was answering me. I'll have to get back at working on that. But the joy is in discovery, I guess.
Yeah, ain't technology great? I'm testing out the roaming capability on the radio, too. And looks like it's working. It landed on this tower, but I don't know how much longer I'll be in range of it. And then when the next one comes up, I think maybe Flint might be the next tower.
I think it's very loud and clear. I would not have guessed that you were roaming right now. You sound real strong.
All right, good to know. Thanks for the call back, and hope everything is going well for you today. Are you making another trip with your setup soon?
To have already been en route, but my wife has a doctor appointment and then a dentist appointment, and then I have a dentist appointment, so it looks like it's going to be all the way to the end of the month, and probably go early enough to miss the Memorial Day rush and then stay there a month or so that we can catch up on not being there in the last 3 or 4 months.
Well, it sounds like you might be traveling during the same time that I'll be traveling in the opposite direction, so not sure I'll be around for you to test your roaming capabilities, but give it a shout. If I'm around, I'll answer if I hear you.
Great. Just drive carefully. Weekends are crazy on I-75.
Well, fortunately, I'm just the navigator on this little trip, so I'm leaving that up to my buddy. But good to talk to you, Paul. Have a great weekend, and I'll probably catch you week after next sometime. Hey, BCW.
I'm XG, clear.
NAWRO,
NAWRO, KCKJO. Jamie over here on DMR.
KC8MXG. quick radio test, everybody.
AC8MXG, this is M6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
NADDF Mobile.
KFAS.
Good afternoon.
I saw your ID on Burnside, so I figured I'd see if you're still around.
Yep, just shooting across 69 right now, heading over to Tom's house. He can't get that FDM-150 to turn on for some reason, so bring in some batteries and some cables to see what I can come up with.
I heard that it won't turn on. Is it just, maybe it's the voltage or low?
I don't know. He sent me a picture of it plugged into a power supply. It's a 13A. But we'll see. I've got two Dakota lithiums and two different cables I can try. But I told him, like, I literally powered it down and took it out of my truck, so I know it works. It worked.
Yeah, I keep on debating what I want to put in the car. I got open. There's a new way to flash open GD77 now, which is kind of cool. We have a somebody made an application in the browser, and so you can do everything in the browser now. You don't even have to install anything. On the Mac, it's awesome.
I bet you they built that with Claude.
Oh, I'm sure it was vibe coded. I wouldn't even know how to do the USB-C interface or whatever, the Win-USB. But the source, you know, what I don't like is these guys develop this stuff, but they never put the source out anywhere. It's like, come on, guys. It's called OpenGD77.
Yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose of it. I've been researching antennas since I had issues at the set this morning.
Yeah, what were you having trouble with? Was it 2 meter or what?
No, I was trying to use that RHM-12 again, and I just cannot get that thing to be resident ever at all on anything, no matter how many radials I had it mounted on my truck, so it should have been, you know, using the vehicle body. It's just beyond frustrating. You're lucky you can get that thing to, 2.5. Most times hanging around 3. It's super, super finite adjustment. Very frustrating to use. I went home, and then I cut two 33-foot radials, and it was like 1-to-1 on 40. And I'm like, perfect. And then I start messing around on 20. I couldn't get 20 anywhere in the ballpark.
Well, that's annoying. So you were basically trying to use Winlink and get messages back and forth.
Yeah, and I couldn't even hook up my radio because the antenna was just nowhere near where it was supposed to be.
You could always cheat if you got an Android tablet. There's an app called WOAD, W-O-A-D, and it just uses Telnet over the internet.
Yeah, I can do that on the PC I was running, too. I had a old X1 Carbon with Windows 11 on it running WinLink Express. I don't know. My brief experience with WinLink is it's super unstable, especially for QRP. Even trying when I got home, I'm like, dude, I can't connect to anything. So even if I would have got that compromise that's on a resident, I probably wouldn't have been able to connect to any of the other stations to get a message out anyway.
Yeah, for what I heard, the bands were pretty crappy today. At least 20 meter was. So, yep. I mean, I was thinking you were going to hook up a WinLink base. I thought you were, hooking up, WinLink base station at your house or something, connected to Starlink.
I was looking at it, but then I need, you know, if I'm going to do it with HF, I need the antennas and all that, so something's got to be tied to it to hear it. I don't know. I know with the downturn of the solar cycle, I'm going to start to feel the pain of a 705.
You know, honestly, I don't think it matters too much because you're doing digital, but it should work. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing too is you're trying to get the message out of the area. That's what the whole idea is that we're kind of pretending the cell phone towers are down and things like that, and you're just trying to get over to the next town over, next area over that does have cell service.
for internet and have a relay station running.
I'll keep refining it, but I don't know. Even with my 130-foot wire when I got back, it was still difficult to get the message out. So probably either going to – I got to meet up with Greg and get that camp from too. I don't know if he told you that or if I told you that, but I got it. SWR was, like, off the charts, and then gave it back to him, and he popped it open, and one of the caps was, like, broken loose or something. So he's got it up and running now, so I think that would make a big difference. But, again, if I don't have a resonant antenna, there's no point. I have a NFET half-wave, but I was deployed, like, I don't know. I have to – it was definitely a learning experience, so now I'm going to just dial it all in, and I know what I got to do. But I'm still shopping for antennas. I was looking at the ATAS, and I'm very close to buying it and just buying a DigiRig for my A57. To me, that's, like, the perfect ARPFC radio because it just does everything. So that might be the route I take, but I don't know how that ATAS is going to do mounted on the vet rail without a counterpoise.
Yeah, the way I've got mine hooked up is it's on a mag mount, and I put it on top of my car. And you can put a little counterpoise on it. Chuck used to do that, NAZA. He probably still does it. He's got he's got the manual one, the one that you got to manually go up and down, and then he just puts a 130-foot counterpoise off the back of his car. I saw him do it once, and it worked.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that either. I don't want to stick anything on the roof. I don't have to, so that's why I have that rebuff mount. But maybe next time we do lunch or something, or we meet up, bring it, and I'll slap it on there and see what the SWR looks like.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. I think I'm going to play with it a little bit. I'm going to put the magma, get it working out in the car. I just got my Bluetooth module for my FTX1, and I got my Lido mount, so I'm looking forward to hooking that up, see if I can put, like, the Optima in the trunk. And I've got, like, 10-foot of extension cord wires. Basically, they take all the VNC connections and the power and the control cable, and you can run it up to, like, the front of your car, and you can have the FTX1, just the head part. So I'm curious to try that out.
Well, that'll be nice. It's funny you say that because I was watching some videos on that on the ATAS earlier, and people were using them with non-Yaesu radios, and they were doing something similar. They were routing all the cables to some up-down controller from MFJ that I'm sure is unobtainium now, but I'm all for cleaning it up. That's probably what I'm going to do with this Motorola at some point in this truck, is get my hands on one of those overpriced handheld head units and then just stuff this thing under the seat or in the back and be done with it.
Yeah, I really don't want to leave the FTX1 in the car, but nice thing about it, you can disconnect it, and you can still use the radio without the base unit. You just, I can leave that part in the car, and then I can just use it as like an HT in the house or whatever, because it's got its own internal battery for, just walking around with. I use that a lot for testing the SWR, just carry the FTX one around, but. There's a couple things I want to do with that thing. I've been waiting patiently. I think it's finally to the point where they got the firmware all updated and everything that you can actually use the thing now. Like, they didn't have Wires X before, and now they do.
Good. I'm glad they're actually supporting that and continuing to improve it. I was worried that they did what they usually do, which is as soon as it's ready enough, they release it and then forget about it, but it seems like they're actually babying it and doing what they're supposed to do.
And I've been acquiring accessories for it over time. So, I got the cage mount. I bought that a couple months ago, and then it's like the cash, one piece at a time, or whatever. So I got the Bluetooth unit. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do with the Bluetooth unit, but I'm going to put that in there. I've got an aftermarket GPS unit. So I've got, like, all the, like, little accessories and things for it. I just,
you know, I haven't really gotten into using it. I mean, I've tested it a couple times with Chuck, so we were trying to get the Fusion repeater working and all that. But speaking of Fusion, I was listening to Kansas City Wide, and people were complaining about that FT5. Like, some people were having, like, fan noises on digital. The sound common, or sound, you remember this stuff?
That's what I'm saying. You want to talk about what could have been a phenomenal, great radio, and it really kind of is if you get lucky, but it's like, man, I feel like all that stuff could be fixed with firmware, and who knows if they're even updating it anymore.
Yeah, and the guy on the net was saying they sent it out to California, and then they sent it to him, and they didn't fix anything, and like, I feel like they're making money on service calls. And like, yeah, it just seems like bad experience all around. But, yeah, and I don't know if they're ever going to come out with a they should have come out with a replacement by now. You know, they should have just, like, if the thing is junk, just discontinue it and start over and make something really good. But they must just have a lot of units that they're manufacturing or something.
Yeah, they were in such a hurry to discontinue, what is it, the FT3, which I think is a superior radio, and then they came out with this hunk of junk. And it was my first flagship HT, and I loved it at the time, and I had great luck on digital. It was totally fine there. And one day, I actually remember it, I was in my basement, keyed up on All-Star, and Eric's like, God, what are you talking on? He sounds so nasally. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I'm on my FT5. I've never heard that before. And then that was the end.
Yeah, and one other thing, they said they hooked up an external mic, and the problems went away a little bit, you know. So it's the same exact experience. I mean, mine still does that. Yours when you had it, your three that you had did it, and just a horrible experience there. But what people are using them for, and it's really expensive to do this. They're just using them for PDNs, like where the hotspot nodes, so that they can walk around with their FT70. So they're using an inferior radio to talk, and then they're using a newer model radio for the PDN mode into wires. Like, I was like, ah. So, but you know, the technology is great. I wish Fusion Narrow and Fusion Wide was an open standard and let everybody use it, but that never happened.
Funny you say that they're using it as a hotspot, because I came across my Wires X cable kit today for that radio. I still have it, but it's pathetic when you think about it. It's sad because, like, my 857 from 2006, great radio. VX6 and FT60 from early 2000s, great radios. And it's like, and they come out with that hunk of junk. It's like, why? But I'm pulling out Tom Street here, so give me a minute. I'm going to jump out, see what I can come up with on this radio. And I'll be back out of here. N8DBF.
KFAS. Look who's on the dashboard. It's WE8P.
Just testing out a different antenna. Hang on.
KFAS, N8DBF.
KFAS.
Yeah, I got enough, and it's better than a doornail.
I think you're on the fringe there, Dakota. You're between two repeaters, between Burnside and Mount Clemens. That last one was 115.
Yeah, I'm also in a crater right now, too. Give me a second. I'll pop out of it.
Sorry, I'm going to test another antenna. Hang on.
All right, is this any better?
Yeah, I heard you.
So, yeah, that 150 will not turn on. Tried my battery, tried my power cord, cut the power cord, came with it, and just nothing. Will not turn on. I don't understand. It was on. I turned it off and pulled it out of my truck, and it has not done anything since, so I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you checked the fuses and the cable. And then check the, when you put the new cable on, check the fuse there. See if you blow them twice.
It's not even a fused cable. It's a short one. Because it was in a It was plugged into a power conditioner, so it was the second part of that run. So it was add a fuse to the power conditioner to the radio.
Very odd, unless there's like a way to like, is there like buttons to press to reset the radio? Have you tried taking the SD card out, stuff like that?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm going to mess with it when I get home. Pop the top of the case open, make sure that the power cables are still soldered and have a good connection, but just weird. Like, I mean, it's stone dead, no lights, no nothing.
I don't know much about that stuff. I mean, you could try to power, you know, you could trace it, but are you going to be able to fix it, you know? You're going to need somebody with more expertise knowledge.
I don't know, but this is my luck with the ASU products.
Most in the machine. It's probably a simple issue, but not simple to you and I.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's something obvious, but we'll see.
Does that thing have, like, a head? Like, is it a detachable?
Yeah, for 200, 300, 400, they're all just detachable. It's got an RJ45 connecting the head to the body. I don't know.
Yeah, I would try a different RJ45 cable or whatever it is for the head unit, and it could always be that. So, RIT was out there. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, gentlemen. Been listening a little bit here to the conversation, not intensely. Dakota, can I ask you again, what was the model again for the Yaesu? I think you said a FT50. Because one other thing I'd just like to offer, just as a suggestion, is just to see, if possible, if they have an internal fuse. Hopefully that might be something. So keep your fingers crossed, but maybe I'll see if I can Google it for you. Just if you would confirm to me, was that a FT50?
It is a FTM, Foxtrot Tango Mic, 150, R, as in Romeo, and then it's the ASP, Alpha Sierra Papa model.
Okay, I'll,
There we go. For some reason it was transmitting on Talk Group Zero. That doesn't make sense to me.
I was wondering what happened there.
W-A-R-E-T. Hey, Dakota, I did find a quick Google. This troubleshooting steps for the FTM150E ASP power issues. Maybe check the firmware issue. If the unit has power but is unresponsive, it may need a firmware update or reflash. It says version 1.02/3 is the latest as of April 2025. Maybe just give that a shot. Try just see, I don't know if you can do that with no power, but maybe just see if a firmware update may work. W-A-R-A-T.
So I will not be... So I know that I need to be able to turn it on and off to the firmware and do all that fun stuff. And Tom lost the SD card in his car. That won't be the radio files on it. I had just recently flashed it. Well, not recently, but they came out with a new feature for the ASP before it was...
I wonder how it, you know, if the worst case, if you send it back to Yaesu or wherever, if they're going to make a big stink about it.
I would rather throw it in the garbage than deal with Yaesu.
That radio has so much promise. I was liking that ESP feature.
I know. It served me well for the whole time I had it. What, a year? Year and a half? Not a single issue. And now it's just dead.
Was that radio a mono, like, one VFO, or did it actually have two VFOs on it?
It's a dual VFO.
Yeah, that was one of the radios that the AllScan guy, he's got a little adapter for that thing, and you can do a crossband duplex with it. Like, it'll receive while it's transmitting, along with the opposite band, It was kind of cool. My 300 does that as well. I had that working as a cross-band all-star node for a little while.
That's the closest comparison I have. It's like a blend between the FTM 6000 and the FTM 300.
They came out, I guess Tom's got the other one, the 310. I didn't even know they came out with that one. And that one does Fusion. But, yeah. Too bad the state of Fusion around here. I mean, we've got repeaters. It's just like nobody's got you're like really not much people to talk to.
Yeah, it's literally the same radio, but it's got Fusion in it now.
Cool. Yeah. Well, no more toys in a while. But I'm happy with the FTX1, so I can my Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades, master of none. I won't do everything. I won't specialize in anything particularly well, but I won't do everything.
That's how I feel about my ICOM. I've just been very pleased with it. I wish they made that radio in, like, a 50-watt variant, and I'd be totally content. I guess they're coming out with a new one, or they announced a new one. I haven't read anything about it, but I think it's supposed to be the replacement of the 705.
I heard the same rumor, and I don't know what it is yet. Maybe they'll reveal it at Dayton or whatever. I'm sure we'll find out, but I'm not in the market right now. You'd have to be very compelling, like they put DMR in it or something. But I don't think that's going to happen. Or they built in free DV. That would be awesome.
Same here. I don't really have an appetite for a new radio right now. I'm very content with my gear. I gotta sort out the antenna thing I was telling you about, and then maybe pick up a DigiRig. But other than that, I'm happy with my stuff. But yeah, I kept seeing stuff on YouTube and the little thumbnails and no information, no context, and it's like a whole new concept, I guess. So I don't know how I feel about that either. But I might have to look that up. I'm sure if they're following the trend of ICOM, though, since the 7300 was $1,000 and the Mark II was $1,500, I'm sure if the 705 is $1,500, this thing's going to be every bit of $2,000.
I agree. They're going to price it to be competitive with the FTX1 if it's supposed to compete with it. But at the same time, they might want to come out with something that's kind of like doesn't compete with it. It's in the same like area, but not quite. So I guess we'll find out. But hopefully, you know, if they did do it right, they made the D-Star sound right, because the 705 D-Star, unfortunately, is not the best sounding D-Star.
Yeah, I agree. I also wonder if that has something to do with the crappy little mic that it comes with. But I just wish they didn't get away from these jack-in-the-box style radios like the 706s and the 857, the 818. Like, why did they get away from that? Everyone absolutely loved those radios. And then they went to a whole new trend, which I guess the receive and everything is better on these newer radios, whatever. They have sound cards, waterfalls. Yeah. But, you know, they proved it with the FTX1 and the 705 that you could do an all-band radio with all those features, so why aren't they making them?
I mean, there has to be compromises to keep the price within the targeted range, so I mean, that's usually what happens. Why they, you know, the FTX1 didn't come with everything. They kind of made it bare. And then, well, you can optionally add this on. We can, they've been doing this since the 90s, though, you know, or maybe even before then. But when I started, they were all doing that. There was always like, here's the base radio, and you can buy that speaker mic is extra. That battery pack is extra. You know, always, you know, they always try to get you with the accessories. But the nice thing about that is you don't have to commit to it right away. You want it right away. You want it when you buy the thing, but you can start with the base and then add on to it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's a good way to look at it. You don't have to spend all the money up front. You can pick and choose what you want, what you need, versus paying a premium for all of it.
Yeah, when I got the FTX one, it was like a no-brainer to get the the Optima unit. It's like, I don't know why you wouldn't get the FTX one without the Optima. It's like, you're getting, I know it's $400 more, but you're getting a UHF VHF amp and an HF amp. And, you know, you're getting 100 watts for your HF, and you're getting, you know, what, you know, mobile power with the other. So, and you can still use it, you know, as a field radio. You can still use it as that 6-watt radio on its internal battery, or you can use it as the 10 watt if you put an external barrel connector, you know, on it. So you still have that 705 like field if you want to do it that way and you only want to do 10 watts. Or you can hook up the Optima and get the extra, and you get the separation cable. It's even more interesting because then you have options where you can put a head unit. It's kind of like you can put a head unit in your car or whatever.
Yeah, and if you think about it, what tuner and amp are you getting anywhere for $400? That's worth anything. So, yeah, you have to get that. But, all right, I'm pulling in. I'm going to jump out, dig into this thing, see what I find. I'll probably text you at ATBS.
Good luck, KFA.
KFA. BRC. This is KFA ATC. All right, no copy on Jack. KFA ATC. Clear and moderate.
This is in 6WY on State Leg 1. For a report on signal.
So it's KFA ATC. We got it loud and clear here. Nice and clear and on the repeater.
Very good. KFA ATC, this is in 6WI. I've dug out an old EMR radio that has maximum 16 channels per zone. Has a lot of things that doesn't have a digital monitor or anything like that. But this has a Motorola roaming feature, which is very nice for this repeater system. And I just wonder if it still works. This is in 6WY.
Oh, yeah, we got it nice and clear here. I wasn't sure if my radio was working. I'm on a Voltan UV32. I got a couple of handhelds here, but it's been so quiet on my handheld on the digital stuff. Wasn't sure if it was working, but so we got loud and clear, buddy. My name's Tim back here, Tango Indian Marion.
Okay, Jim. Well, very good. It sounds good. No problem. And it's working all right. I've been listening to the repeater most of the day, and I think you're the first one I heard. Of course, you know, I wasn't here 24 hours a day, but I have it on while I'm working on the computer, and like I said, I think everybody went up north for the weekend or something.
Yeah, maybe a lot of people are out doing things. They're watching these basketball games. I think there's some kind of derby going on earlier. Everybody's trying to enjoy the weekend. Maybe not got their radios on. I'm usually walking around with my handheld. Well, I got two, but the digital one, it seems like I don't hear anybody on there unless I key the mic up. And then I do get a little bit on it, but it's been pretty quiet the last couple of days.
Well, I haven't been on much myself either, but I'm going to try to get active again on this repeater and also Brand Monster. I guess there's a couple of repeaters in Detroit. I'm using the Mount Clemens repeater, by the way. But I've good signal in my area. I'm in Shelby Township.
All right, I copy. Yeah, very nice and clear. I'm on the Detroit. I believe I'm in Detroit. Not sure exactly where it's located, but I live in Clinton Township. Yeah, I'm not at that right at the moment over in Canada. Yeah, I'm not probably about maybe 25 miles south in Canada here. On the handheld, surprisingly even hitting it, but it's doing a pretty good job, I guess.
Yes, it is doing a very good job. And I guess you're probably going through the 444.000 repeaters, I guess. But I could hit that from here. It has very good coverage. Well, Jim, I need to get back to work on my computer here. I really thank you for coming back to me. And maybe we can chat again. I think it's KCATC. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, listening for your final.
Yes, Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Tango Charlie, KF8ATC. And the name's Tim, Tango India Mario. All right, maybe we'll talk to you again shortly or something. I have my radio on here for a bit, and we're just enjoying the evening. So we'll catch you a little bit later, hopefully. KF8ATC, we're clear and listening for now.
Got it, Tim. KFAATC, this old radio, doesn't have any memory for caller ID or anything like that, so it, I have to rely on brain, which is not too good. 73s, talk to you later. KFAATC, this is N6WY.
Okay, contact 73, KFAATC, clear.